From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media on the proposed transition into the new jail facility being discussed by Greene County officials. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said October 8th, the State Commission of Corrections, and I quote, wants the transition team of corrections officers to be on site during the construction, end quote. The team would be housed in a trailer at the cost of $28,000 a year, Groden said. The transition team is made up of 6 officers, and they are responsible for rewriting the jail operational protocols, which necessitates full access to the facility. Groden said, and I quote, all the procedures of the old jail, that all gets chucked out the window, end quote. All new protocols set by the transition team must be approved by the Commission of Corrections. Despite objections raised by legislators about renting the trailer, Groden said it will arrive in November. Groden said, and I quote, the substantial completion date for the jail is January 2021, end quote, and jail personnel can then begin to move into the building. Those detained by the county will be housed at the new facility beginning in July 2021. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Kayla Harris is reporting for the Times Union. Legislation has been introduced in Albany to require all New York schools to report student body immunization rates to the State Department of Health. The department would monitor trends in the data and create a searchable public database. State Senator Brad Holyman, a Manhattan Democrat and a sponsor of the bill, said, and I quote, parents have a right to know whether their child's fellow students are up to date on all their required vaccines, end quote. Holyman was also a sponsor of the legislation that made New York the 5th state in the country to ban religious exemptions for vaccine requirements for school-aged children. The pending bill stipulates that the health department would track trends in immunization data, including exemptions over time and areas where individuals might be more vulnerable to diseases. Read the full story in the Times Union. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Common Council will vote next week on whether to authorize a settlement agreement with the federal government that would establish a timeline for the city to comply with the provisions of the Americans with Disability Act. The ADA became law in 1990 and prohibits discrimination based on disability. A complaint was filed by 3 city residents alleging a lack of accommodations in public spaces, arguing the city's sidewalks are inaccessible and the entrances to City Hall, Promenade Hill Park, and other locations are also inaccessible. Following an investigation, the city was found to be out of compliance in several categories. Under the settlement agreement, the mayor must appoint an ADA compliance officer within 30 days. Common Council President Thomas DiPietro said October 7th, the compliance officer will deal with complaints and determine how best to address them. The Common Council will next meet at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, October 15th at City Hall. Editors note, DiPietro is a WGXE volunteer programmer. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Heather Bellow is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. An adjunct professor employed by Bard College at Simmons Rock resigned October 8th, citing the mishandling of a reported attack on a student of color last month as her reason. Julia Kirst, who taught in the language department, said administrators have failed to confront racism at the Great Barrington campus, and she said there is a dismissive attitude in general toward the student's report of being knocked unconscious and dragged into the woods on campus. Parents of some students have called the assault a hoax, Chris said. The 18-year-old woman reported the assault to campus security just after 2 p.m. on September 27th. The incident followed reports of the N-word scrawled on a chalkboard and a swastika was found etched into a bathroom stall. Local and state police, as well as Berkshire District Attorney's Office, are investigating the attack and whether it was a hate crime. The U.S. Attorney's Office also has been notified. The school administration this week announced its plan to hire an independent investigator to review the matter. but Vice Provost Susan Lyon said she could not speak to specifics, and I quote, out of respect for the survivor of the open investigation, end quote. The school is currently on a scheduled fall semester break. And you can read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.